there was a huge development in a scandal surrounding a large military contract on Tuesday when Swedish television broadcast secretly made recordings of former Czech Foreign Minister Jan Gavan. In them, he says that Czech politicians took bribes linked to a deal to purchase Gripen supersonic jets from the British-Swedish consortium BAE Systems Saab. In the end, the Czech Republic leased rather than bought the planes, but the allegations remain. And suspicions of corruption have been fanned by Mr. Gavan's implication that a Czech police investigation could be influenced. This is an excerpt from the Swedish television documentary featuring an undercover reporter and Jan Gavan.
Would it be possible to have an effect on the police investigation?
I would think that that's not out of the question, but let's discuss that directly and not necessarily on the phone.
But it could be possible.
I think so, yes.
Fredrik Lauren is one of the three Swedish reporters who made the documentary.
What we did was we set up this business intelligence company that pretended to work for BAE, although we never said that, but we made it look like we worked for BAE. And then we approached, if not everyone, at least most of the members of those governments who were involved in deciding in major decisions on the Gripen deal, because those governments and a few other people in the Czech business and political life were indicated to us either as having received bribes or as being possible receivers of bribes. So basically we had a whole palette of people that we let the ACID company approach. And Gavan, as being a former foreign minister, was obviously someone that should be approached.
So from the information that you've gathered, what can you actually say about corruption here in the Czech Republic as far as the Gripen deal is concerned?
Well, we know from our sources that the Saab Gripen campaign did pay money to the then Czech government. It was done through an Austrian, according to our source within the Gripen campaign, and the money went to Ivo Svoboda, who then distributed the money among other government ministers. That is what our information tells us.
Is this correct information that your colleague left Prague in haste, fearing that somebody was coming after him?
What happened was this. We approached several people in Prague under the disguise of being this business intelligence company. Most of them flatly denied talking to us. Some of them spoke to us but didn't say anything. Some of them said things, like Gavan. And when Gavan had spilled the beans, so to say, we were in a situation where we realized that this is potentially very damaging information for Gavan and for others. And there are no small interests in this deal. There's big money, and there are very influential people. Let's not stay here longer than needed. Let's get to another jurisdiction. Let's get to a place where it's not so easy to tap our mobile phones, etc. And therefore, we decided to leave Prague. There was no, I want to point that out, there was no threat against us. But in the same time, one must remember that we were in the Czech Republic, where someone just recently was sentenced to 12 years of prison for contracting a murder of an investigative reporter. And that someone was someone who was a close associate one time of Mr. Gavan. I'm talking about Serba. I'm not saying that Gavan was implicated in that case or that Gavan in any way was threatening us or were preparing to threatening us. But this is a fact of life. We were in a country where that kind of things happen. And the decision was to leave.
When Jan Gavan was confronted by the Swedish journalists and found out that everything he had said was caught on tape, he had the following to say.
When, in fact, I acquired this suspicion, not suspicion that they were journalists, but suspicion that this is about corruption and that they are involved in something which I consider illegal, I went to the Czech police and informed them about this and gave the names, Mr. Kershaw and Mr. Miller, and the name of this organization, and described in detail my suspicion that they actually want us to circumvent or slow down police investigation of corruption.
Well, Mr. Kavan, the camera does not lie, and you are heard on the tape saying that money changed hands, that this will send chills down the spine of many important people, that a number of people were bribed, that BAE's manager in Prague was handling the kickbacks. Now you're saying something else. Are you taking a responsible position here? Are you upright about this?
I am absolutely honest and straightforward. I'm saying that I was sharing with them what I described as rumors and speculation that abounded in the parliamentary corridors about certain kickbacks that might have taken place. I'm not denying that those speculations were heard and that I passed them on to these two gentlemen. But I'm saying that I personally cannot prove it. I have no evidence that any such corruption has taken place.